In the year 2017, Ayakwini became one of the most trending catchphrases in South Africa. It was made popular by an old man called Putimajuli from Kiani Limpopo. A video of the old man talking about his family and neighbor's dispute surfaced on the net, and he quickly became an internet sensation as the video went viral as a result of people creating memes of it.
Yena Ayakwini!
I personally decided to track the old man, and I finally found him in a small village called Bambeni in Limpopo. Little did I know that he's an entertainer. I quickly spoke to his management and we decided to make an official song of the catchphrase, Ayakwini. The song became so popular and we started performing it together around the country, doing radio and TV shows as well. It became so big in such a way that I decided to do a remix for the song. For me to do a remix, it really had to have a significance. That's when I decided to dedicate the song to my late mentor, the South African Music Award winner rapper, Squatter Camp member, Flabba. Flabba was not only my mentor, but my childhood idol as well. I used to look up to him. The remix was so important, I had to go look for Flabba's friends, rappers who used to be big when Flabba was at his peak. Those rappers were also my childhood idols as well.
Before you even do anything, please, yeah. There's a marking pen behind you. Choose a country and conquer it.
That's the main reason why for the remix I chose the OGs. Info Diesel, Mr. Selvi, WHP, Pro, and Tony Mac.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Jovi Slash and I'm back in the hood, Clap Spray. This is actually where I grew up. Started making beats right here, man, in my crib, in a small garage there. Little did I know that I'm in a space of greatness, man. Pro Kid State, like third house from my house right there. And that's why I made sure that when I did Ayakwini remix, he's part of the song as well. So I came back to the hood and made sure that Pro is one of the rappers on the song. He was my childhood idol. Yeah, basically on the remix, I've got Mr. Selvin as well. It was easy to find him, you know, as we've been working together at Tumaka Music. At that particular time, he was working on his single, Back to Cassie. And for him to hop on the remix was actually simple. He spoke about, you know, how he's been in the game for the longest time and how the game has changed. So I'll forever be grateful because he also connected me to WHP. So thanks to Mr. Selvin, one of my childhood idols, man. I really dig him. Since I was dedicating the whole remix to my late mentor Flabba, I decided to work with Info Diesel. Actually, I met Info Diesel through Flabba back in Alex when I was studying. I've worked with Info for quite a long time. I've done a couple of songs with him. So for him to hop on the remix was simple, you know. We already had that relationship. So I just gave him a call and said, I'm working on the remix of Ayakwini. And he said, it's cool. I'll come through to the studio. He came through to the studio and we work on the song. And, you know, and big ups to Info Diesel, man. I'm grateful. It's one of the cats that I used to look up to. I still look up to him, man, for the longest time, man. He's my childhood idol. As much as there's like five rappers on the final Ayakwini remix, people don't know that there's a whole lot of other rappers that I really wanted in the song. One of them is actually my Motswako brother, Tony Mac. Grootman actually hit me up way before I started working on the remix, when I was still pushing the original song, you know. He was like, yo homie, I feel this, if you're gonna do a remix, hit me up. And I was so excited, and I made sure that, you know, I hollered at him and say, you know what, it's about time, I'm working on this and I'm dedicating it to Flabba. But unfortunately, he couldn't make it on the song. But I'm grateful, he played a huge role as well. For him to hit me up when still pushing the original, that said a lot about the song, man. For me, he's part of the song, man. And I'm grateful for that. Not only did I want to dedicate the remix to my late mentor, Flabba, but I had to make sure that he's on the song as well. And it was epic, you know, dedicating a song to, you know, somebody who's no more and who I used to look up to, and make sure that there's actually a verse of him on the song. That was like an epic moment for me, man. I'll forever be grateful for that, man. I've worked with him for quite a while. He's the one who actually gave me hope in the game and taught me a lot of things about how the industry works, you know. He's on the remix and, you know, his verse is on point, dog. You'd swear that we were all in the studio at the same time. That's how great the song is, and it has got a great meaning behind it. For me, this is my ultimate feature, dog. I'm grateful for that. Even though some of the verses couldn't make it on the final song, but these people played a huge role in making sure that the song goes out, and I'm forever grateful, man. That's what's up. You know, when WHP came through to record his verse, we got in the studio and he was like, who else is on the song? Because I know Mr. Selvin is on the song, and I was like, Infidizzle is on the song as well, and there's other couple of guests that are coming through, and I'm actually going to give Pro a beat. I need to put the beat on the stick and take it to him. And he was like, where exactly? I was like, he stays third house from mine. He was like, really? You know, I haven't seen Pro in the longest time. And I was like, he's here, he's in the hood. And WHP was like, I'm coming with you. I need to see Pro. And when we got here, Gentleman was like, you know what? I'm not going in. Just go and call him. I'll just chill outside. Pro Kid came out and he was like, where's the stick? Give me the beat. I need to write. And I was like, no, you need to come out. You know, when he came out, he saw Gentleman. It was a crazy moment, man. They were happy to see one another. And for me, it was like crazy, because, you know, when I see two of my childhood idols, man, being here together, it was one of the epic moments, you know, in my music career, dog. And we went back to the studio together with Pro. WHP was a bit, you know, off it, and he was like, I don't know which direction to take. And he had a chat with Pro. They went outside. You know, I think Pro gave him a direction on how to tackle the verse, you know. When he got in the studio and started recording, man, it was fire. I was happy. Pro was there. Unfortunately, Pro couldn't write his verse. He tried, he kept on trying, you know, reciting lines, but, you know, he just couldn't be on the remix. But I'm forever grateful that he gave WHP the direction to take. And for me, Pro played a huge role in the song as well. So I'm happy that, you know, all my idols that I've always looked up to are on the remix. So they made sure that Ayakwini remix is an epic remix. I'll forever be grateful for that. Big ups to WHP and Pro, man, and RIP to them and the legends, man. These are the rappers that I grew up listening to, and for me to have them on one song, it's epic, man. That's crazy, man. I'll forever be grateful. You know, for me, this remix was like an ultimate feature for me. Not only did I want to dedicate the song to Flabba, but I went as far as making sure that he's part of the song, you know. There's his verse on the song, so for me, that's epic. Something great, man. It's for a great significance, man. I grew up listening to Flabba. I used to look up to him, and for me to work with him and, you know, for him taking me and teaching me how the game works, that was epic, and I'll forever be grateful for that. That's why I made sure that I dedicate the song to him, and not only to dedicate the song to him, but because he's a rapper, I made sure that there's a verse of him as well on the song, so that, you know, it becomes even more epic. It's dedicated to him, but he's part of the song as well. So I think I'm destined, you know, for bigger things in life. Big ups to everyone, man. Big ups to WHP the late, Pro the late, Tory Mac, Infidizzle, Mr. Salvin. This is my ultimate feature, man. I'll forever be grateful, man. That's what's up. Ayakwini remix.
Even though not every rapper that I wanted made it on the remix, but I am grateful that they've played a huge role in making sure that the song is a success. Bear in mind, these are my childhood idols. I'm one lucky rapper in South Africa who've been mentored by both the legends, WHP and Flabba. And I'm proud to say I knew Pro Kid personally. Rest in peace to them. I will forever be grateful to Budima Julie, an old man who was never important to anyone, and suddenly he became famous in such a way that everyone wanted a picture with him.
I know as a rapper from Alexandra Township, Flabba is proud of me, and I'm destined for great accomplishments. Aya Queen.
Slash the Dawn. Chill. I miss my childhood idols, idols. I'm gonna make them proud, man, I know, I know. I miss my childhood idols, idols. I'm gonna make them proud, man, I know, I know, I know. Yeah, I know. I grew up in the same neighborhood as Pro Kid. It's so insane how he used to be lucky. Vita was a king in the ring like Rocky. Gotta feel my pain, I ain't playing, I ain't joking. Hoods went crazy when he dropped an album. Pump their shit, they were sending on Damba. Had so many hits, ya kumbula I pump up. Besi lala we see ya before ngena ma quantum. He used to tell me as rapping him cozy. So tali ayo for Africa, stengela ma posi. Ati gimi unga peli moya poti. Maupopa upege likas unga bakuti. I'm something special, hello. I'm one of a kind, yeah, bro. I'm something special, hello. I'm one of a kind. I miss my childhood idols, idols. I'm gonna make them proud, man.